Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. I've preached two sermons and have two sermons recorded on sermon audio about the coronavirus. Both of them I preached fairly early in the whole COVID situation. One of them I preached 3/22/2020 and 1/4/19/2020. And at the time, we did not know much about COVID. Even I was still worried this might be some terrible disease. And I'm not denying that it's a disease even now. And yet now it seems to me that COVID is a different issue. Now it seems more of a political issue than a health issue. I do not deny that COVID is a real disease. I do not deny that it is highly contagious. And yet most people, 90%+, maybe up to 99%, survive it. And it is controversial whether people die with COVID or from COVID because of comorbidities, like the man in Florida who ran his motorcycle into something. He had a motorcycle accident, but he died from COVID, the media tells us. Only afterwards is it exposed what it is. And many are like that. They may have had cancer. They may have had some other thing, but their death certificate said COVID. I know for certain when I go out, whether I go shopping at Publix or whether I go to church or even when I went to our General Assembly in St. Louis, walking from one building to another several miles, I never saw dead bodies lying in the streets. Nor do I now, nor have I even seen one dead body lying in the street. And yet, the way that many politicians talk about it, there are dead bodies everywhere lying in the streets. The hospitals are too full. We don't have any room for all the patients. And basically, some of the problems in some areas were because of political issues and not because of this disease. It does not seem to me worse or much worse than a cold, a bad cold, or the flu. And it's definitely not one of those great plagues that we've read about in history. And so one thing I now believe with confidence is that it is more of a political issue than a health issue. Politicians are using it to gain power over us. It allows cheating in elections. It allows rules and laws that are totally unnecessary to be placed on people to control them, to gain money, funding from taxes for certain things. And it's destroying our economy. And it's not respected. The very politicians who want us to wear masks do not wear masks. The very politicians who tell other politicians they need to get in line are letting people come over our border with COVID and not wearing masks, not getting the vaccines or anything. And so it's almost like global warming, which is a total fantasy. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. If we don't change the climate, if we don't get rid of all the CO2, which is natural in our environment, it's necessary for plants to survive. Somehow the whole planet is going to burn up. And it's almost like that. It's a political issue that's not real. And so instead of dealing with war, instead of dealing with things that are real, and I'm not saying COVID is not real, I agree it's real. I know people who have had it. And yet, it's not that bad. It's not what people make it out to be. I had a flu. I'm sure that was worse than 90% of the people who have had COVID, or maybe more. And yet we've never made laws about the flu and making masks or mandating that we get flu shots. The shots that have been mandated by, in some places, I'm glad they're not mandated in Florida, are not even proven that effective. And so, why am I saying this? Why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about it because when we read the scripture is all about truth. And Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And as a pastor, I believe part of my job is to preach the truth, to tell the truth. And I felt some of my two sermons that are on sermon audio, which happen to be sermons that were listened to quite a few times, might have led people astray about my beliefs. They were my beliefs at the time when we were early in COVID, when it could have been a disease that we needed to social distance about, that we needed masks for, things like that. Now I think it's being used. And I just wanted to make that clear so that I'm on the record as saying that I don't believe this is the major problem, the people lying dead in the streets problem, the two full hospitals because so many people are dying from this kind of problem that people say it is. I believe there are cures for this or treatments for this that are being neglected. And some people seem even to want it to be because they know it's to their advantage politically to keep the COVID problem going, to keep the COVID problem as the major problem we have, along with global warming, when other problems are greater. The greatest problem being a sin problem. The sin problem that we need to take care of and only Christ can take care of. And the lies that are told about COVID, or the distortions of truth that are called science, those are lies that need to be confronted, that people need to repent of. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness, that you will give us minds and brains to see. We thank you that you, Father, made us people with an ability to be immune to diseases. And Father, I pray for my church. I thank the Lord. No one in our church, not one member of the church at least, has had COVID. And that is a blessing. Father, I pray for those who've had it or even have it right now, for your healing hand. Just as I would pray for somebody who had the bad flu or had some other disease. People die of the flu in great numbers. And yet we do not make laws, or haven't in the past, about the flu. And so, Father, I pray for our political leaders as well. I pray that you'd give them true wisdom. We cannot get rid of death. That is the wages of sin. And Father, so we pray, I pray we remember that. Only Jesus can save us from death. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.